Well, that annoying music again. That means it's time for Radio Fishin'. And this is Fishin' Frank in my best announcer voice. Yes, it is. And I've got Captain Mike Fitzcharles with me. And we're going to be discussing fishing, kids, grandkids, things to do when you got your grandkids down here with you. Hey, Captain Mike, how's it going?
Just fine. I'm going to use my radio voice today, too.
I really don't know that's where we need to go with this, but, it's
right.
Okay.
All right. Well, just regular voice, and I'm doing better. Fine. It's beautiful out today. Weather's nice.
Oh, man, what a day.
People are fishing. People are buying.
Oh, yeah, store's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been out there just going crazy. Lots of families coming down. I think that cold weather up north is just, everybody's going to come see Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah, just finished up a customer. Came in from Illinois. He left. There was 7 inches of new snow on the ground, and he's happy to be here.
Yeah, this is definitely the place to be. Looking at the map up there, every place is in the zeros and tens and 20s, and we're 80 degrees.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sorry, paradise, this is it.
40 degrees this morning, but, that makes it nice. That makes you appreciate it even more.
Yeah, well, what was nice is all of a sudden I'm in the back. I'm getting rid of all these layers I had on from this morning. I'm down to cut-off T-shirt again, But anyway, now, I got 5 grandkids. I've got, Isabel, Ruby, Riley. I have a Riley myself. And then I got Kai and, Genevieve. Yeah.
Yes.
She's the only year-and-a-half-year-old kid I ever met who changed her name. She couldn't say Genevieve, so she says, no, my name, Yaya.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, she's year-and-a-half-old. She decided, nope, I'm not Genevieve no more. I'm Yaya. Now, your grandkids like mine are scattered all over. Mine are from Gainesville all the way up through northern Wisconsin. And yours are in, Michigan? And
Northern Michigan, Colorado, and Venice.
Venice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's close.
But let's see. Now, I name mine. Can you name yours?
Say
hello to.
Hello to. We'll start. Let's see. Go from the oldest. Try to go to the youngest. Let's see. We have Dylan. Dylan is in
North Carolina.
Yeah. So I got him really scattered. Then we go to Michigan, where we got Nick and Jake, twins, hot, and they're really into hockey up there, which good for them. And then their sisters, Michaela and Riley. And then we have up there also in the immediate area around Petoskey is Brandon, Danielle, and Gracie.
You're doing good so far,
Mike.
Let's see. You're doing good.
Then I will move on to Colorado.
Okay.
Where my daughter lives, and daughter and husband live, and my grandkids are Lily and Chloe. And then the one that we do have close is right here in Venice is Skylar.
There you go. So both of us being grandparents, it's kind of cool to be able to take when they come down, you get them out and do a little fishing here and there.
If we get a chance to. We had Nick and Jake out fishing when they were down this summer. It just seems that, with the conditions, that day we were the only place that it wasn't raining.
Yeah, storms all the way around everywhere.
It was black all the way around, and we did good. We caught some small fish. I don't remember exactly.
Spanish mackerel. We caught that one big shark.
Oh, yeah.
Caught, I don't know, we caught a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we caught.
It's kind of nice watching the kids light up, because they're not used to seeing all these colorful fish and the teeth. And, the Spanish mackerel, the sharks, everything's got teeth down here. And they look at that, they just get all crazy and excited.
They had a good time. They talk about it even now. I was trying to get my daughter out when she was down over Thanksgiving, but the wind was up to about 20 knots every day, and it was a little bit cooler, and it,
And fishing should be comfortable.
Yeah.
At least when you're in Florida. If you're in New York or Upper Michigan, and you go out and it's cold and nasty, that's just kind of life,
Right.
But for some reason or other down here, it should be nice.
Yeah, you would hope so, yeah. And as it turned out, they left Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then next week it was all up in the 80s every day. There was hardly a breeze. It would have been a beautiful week, but that's, you know, when you're on vacation, it's
when I go on vacation.
Yeah.
I go on vacation, I go somewhere thinking, okay, you know, the weather report's been great. I get there, it's thunderstorms, rain or snow or blizzard or, you know,
right.
And if you want snow, you take off and you want to go see snow because, you know, down here, I've only seen it snow twice down here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really snow. You get about 4 feet off the ground and melt. But,
right.
You know, you still, every once in a while, it'd be kind of cool to see snow. And I've gone places to see snow and they were forecasting big snows and thinking, okay, you know, I'll be stuck there for a day or two. But that's cool. I'm on vacation. Don't care. And it just gets hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Had that happen myself.
So, anyway, everything about taking kids fishing is about trying to find activity fish, not to worry about catching that big fish. A school ladyfish is probably one of the most fun things you can get into.
Right.
And the nice thing is rig up with a popping cork. Popping cork with a shrimp underneath it, little split shot, so there's not a lot of reeling and casting.
Right, right.
So they can keep it out there. And the nice part about popping cork is they can just, the more they play with it, the better it works.
Right.
You don't have to sit still and fish.
Yes.
Because kids are not good with that.
Well, that's too with the, right now we got the mackerel in, and you can do a little trolling for that, and that works out well for them too. They get an idea of what, you know, a different way of fishing, and you know, they're exciting fish anyway when you got three or four fish after the same lure, so.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, and you can pop and cork those too.
Yeah.
Nice part about the popping cork is you can use Spanish mackerel, bluefish, trout, ladyfish, jacks, redfish, snook. I mean, you know, it's so versatile.
Across the board.
But like you say, the other cool thing to do is go trolling and just put a couple lures with a lip on it, like the small maverick, Rapala X-Rap 8, even a little rattle trap.
Right.
And just have the kids hold the rod and idle the boat forward, and all of a sudden the rod gets jerked and they're all excited, you know. I guess improperly phrased Chinese fire drill. All of a sudden the kids run around, I got one.
Yep.
But the one thing I try and do is eliminate as much casting as possible.
Right. Yeah.
And eliminate having to sit still. So anything I can give them that can stay in the water and they can pull or jerk or do whatever, it makes the day more fun. Because average little boy attention span, probably 10 seconds to
right.
3 minutes if you're lucky. Now, the little girls usually last a little longer, and every kid's a little different, but keeping them busy and active, that's a key.
Yeah, that and if you do have to sit still, if you got two or three different kinds of bait on board, you know, like sardines or... They always want to know what the difference is. Yeah, you know, you get to explain to them what, you know, what you use one thing or the other for. Now, how much they're going to hold, but, you know,
but
retain.
It kills time.
Yeah.
It kills time and gives you something to talk
right.
about with the kids when you've got a shrimp on one, a sardine on the other, a squid on the other.
Right.
And they get to look at all the baits
yeah.
and see how cool everything is.
Play with it and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do a
first thing you got to get used to with kids and doing charters especially is, okay, the live well is going to be open. The kids are playing in the live well. And sometimes they have as much fun doing that as anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not just let them play in it? I don't understand the thing. Well, that's our bait. You know, they're going to kill all our bait. So what? That's what they're there for.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, they are kids. That's the whole part of it. You know, you're trying to teach them something. Try to keep your cool as much as you can. Sometimes it's pretty hard, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. But anyway, we're kind of running out of time. You got, do you think you can get through the list and say Merry Christmas to all the grandkids up north?
I think I can.
Okay.
We'll go for broke here and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'll see some of you, but not many. I love you all. Dylan, Nick, Jake, Michaela, Riley, Brandon, Danielle, Gracie, Lily, Chloe, and Skylar.
Okay, and from Grandpa Frank, Isabel, Ruby, great. I'm going to give up. You did good. Genevieve and Kai and Riley, my sons. The youngest one now is Riley for me. You got a Riley, too.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, two grandpas talking about grandkids, and this is Fish and Frank and Captain Mike. And
have a good day.
And happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays.
From Captain Mike, Fish and Frank. We'll see you on the next Radio Fishing.
And goodbye out there.
Fishing, boy, I'm going fishing just to eat.